To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry, like really love. And bringing friends and family together over a fresh meal is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod to order and cook it to crispy golden perfection. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, that's what really makes our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
So you're thinking of getting an advanced degree. Maybe you want to revolutionize an industry or cure diseases. Perhaps you want to conduct meaningful research or advance your career. Maybe you want to find solutions to real-world problems or build a family legacy. There's something here for everyone. How will you shine? Be golden. Explore more at oakland.edu/grad.
That's a good cookie. What do you think?
I mean, it's not her fault they suck.
Jesus. That's a good cookie.
Remember that Michael Phelps meme that went around after the last Olympics when he won all those medals? And he's swimming and he's out in front, and you see the other dude in the other lane swimming, looking over at him. They say winners don't. The winners focus on
what's ahead.
Winning. Yeah. Losers focus on what the winners are doing.
Yeah. Are we the winners or the losers?
I'm not really sure, but I thought that somebody could Photoshop us.
Ooh,
in.
I'll answer. We're the losers.
Look where we've fallen. We're remembering flavored Hershey's Kisses of the name brand variety, and now we're trying to talk ourselves into being vaccinated against Bitto Honey Cowtails and cow Pearson's tail. Mint Patties.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
You ready?
I've never been.
If you don't
want
to hear this, skip ahead 6.5 minutes.
Brace your bodies.
The legend lived on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee.
Nobody calls it that, ever.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Should have thought about that twice.
Maybe overloaded.
The good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
To go up or down, I don't know.
The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin.
As big
freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a good captain well-seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd be feeling?
Woo!
It was a hell of a day for them. Just getting on the boat, thinking they're heading to
Wisconsin, Cleveland. Ugh.
The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound and a wave break over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing.
Halloween's over.
The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing.
Yeah.
When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
I think they had postpone breakfast. What do you think it was? Probably eggs.
Yeah, probably. Eggs and beans or something. All right, so we're at lunchtime.
Whew, long day.
When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya."
Yeah, wait.
lazy there, Cook.
At 7 p.m., our main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya.
You think he sung it?
The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And later that night, when its light went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
But they're really, like, downplaying the disaster that this was. Like, oh, sorry, you can't have eggs today.
Yeah, oh, the cook said no supper either. That cook had a free day. It's a PTO day.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the worst is minutes to hours?
Waves, not worse.
The searchers all say they have made Whitefish Bay.
I hate this line so much. 15
more miles behind her.
Yeah. Hey, easy to say
that. Isn't that convenient? Hey,
they might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
Oh, hey.
Real, a whole bunch of Monday morning quarterbacks here.
If you had gotten further, you wouldn't have died. Sorry. Real nice.
Yeah. Respect the dead.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen.
This is like a tourism commercial.
And further below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her.
Just a trip around the Great Lakes today.
And as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember.
Visit Michigan, ice water mansions, and five big lakes.
Plus a bunch of dead people at the bottom of one.
Hey!
Sorry. My apologies to the wives and the sons and the daughters.
Can't be any wives. It wasn't that long ago.
In a musty old hole in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Woo! Brought it home strong.
Woo!
Got another verse, right?
I think that's it.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the end.
Is that how Gordon ends it in concert? That's the end. Is he? No, wait. He's dead, right?
Oh. Gordo?
G-Light?
G-Foot?
Gordy Lido?
G-Money?
Gordo Foot.
Gordo the L-Foot.
And there you have it, folks. That's our yearly look down memory lane. That's not the way to put it. No, memory lane's always a...
like a positive.
That's a positive.
Reminiscing.
Thing. This is a...
a memorial.
Memory Boulevard. Yeah. Memory Boulevard, that's the bad one.
Ah, damn it, honey. I took a right down memory lane.
I saw our childhood. But I made a left onto Memory Boulevard, and it was just tombstones. And they all had my name on them.
Turns out our childhood were terrible. Steve, to answer your question, Gordo
has been dead for 50 years.
Is still touring.
What? Is he on the, he's on the casino, tour?
Let me pull up some Gordo. Oh, well, let's say Gordo, cut the hair, Gordon.
Oh no. Is he hanging on still?
Upcoming dates listed below.
Does he need some frizzies?
He did 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 dates last month. Oh, never mind. He might be, well, they're already scheduled to May of next year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Is that the Memorial Tour? Where it's like...
The Gorda Light, the Gorda
Hologram?
Well,
it's like if you go see Journey, nobody in the band is actually an original member. But it, did Gordon Light, like, was it Gordon and the Lightfoots? Did he have a band? I'm assuming he did. I can't imagine he just sung to a backing track.
Him and a guitar? It's kind of reminds me, do you think, who was that country musician who, like, they chronicled his battle with Alzheimer's? It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, it was the Rhinestone Cowboy, Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell. And he was still, like, he was doing a farewell tour into his battle with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. His daughter was on stage with him because she was in the band, and frequently she would have to
give him lyrics and stuff.
Like in the middle of a song, he'd just stop and not know where he was, and she'd have to go over and be like, "Hey, we're performing here. Keep singing, Dad."
Let's see. Gordon is not quite ready to return to the road following his leg injury. He needs a little more time. Concerts listed through November 7th have been rescheduled to 2020. His next show,
November 7th, that would have been 2 days ago. Where was he supposed to be 2 days ago?
November 7th, he was supposed to be in Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay. That has been rescheduled to February of 2020. He's back on the road in 12 days in Canada. Hey, doing a little Canadian tour. Steve, I have a proposal for you.
What do you got? Is it coming close?
Next April.
Okay.
Not just April 3rd. April 4th as well.
April 3rd and April 4th. Hold on. Let me pull up my calendar. Not so I can check to see if I have anything planned, but so I can delete anything that is planned.
Yeah. Oh, work trip. Click delete.
Okay. April 3rd and 4th. Okay.
Fourth I can
make happen.
Do they need you on the 3rd?
Fourth I can make happen.
Sounds like they might not need you, is what I'm hearing.
Where's Gordo at?
Gordo is going to be on the beloved east side of this state, Steve.
Okay.
The Royal
no
Oak
doubt
Music
playing
Theater.
Comerica Park. No.
Let me list off some venues for you and see if any of them ring a bell.
Please do.
The Majestic Theater. The Carpenter Theater.
Uh-huh.
The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts. Thomas Wolfe Auditorium.
Oh, T-Wolfe, yeah.
T-Wolf and the G-Foot.
T-Wolf and G-Foot.
Tivoli Theater. Cobb Energy Center.
Tivoli Theater, that's in St. Louis?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, okay.
You know what, let me dig one up for you.
All right.
MGM Northfield Park Center Stage.
MGM, it's got to be Vegas, right?
Hey, you might actually know this by chance. The Virginia Theater. You know the Virginia Theater?
Yeah, it's got to be in Colorado.
Champaign, Illinois. How about, this is the last question I'll have for, last one I'll have for you.
Okay. But not the last of the discussion on Gordon Lightfoot.
Listen, if you're expecting anything today, outside of a full retrospective on Gordon Lightfoot and the Edmund Fitzgerald.
His life, his death, everything in between.
It's important to remember, he's on tour. He simply has a leg injury. Steve's trying to kill him.
And how do you hurt it? Is it?
It doesn't say.
Trying to pull a boat up.
This is like his,
by the way,
his website
do,
is like Angel
Fire.
What
did they do fire. With the ore? Did they go down and get it
from
the wreck? 26,000 tons of iron ore.
Huh.
I can't imagine they would have just let it sit down at the bottom of the lake, right?
Where is the ore? It's ore.
Yeah,
not like a boat ore.
Yes. Yeah, they did not have 26,000 tons of wooden ores.
I have to tell you, my next question when you said, where's the ore? Did they get the ore? I was about to remind you that it wasn't a canoe that sank.
I mean, surely they had some divers go down with some buckets. And
all right. Did they find any of the remains? Never recovered. Okay. That's not answering, where's the ore? One's a pile of bones. The other's a pile of cash.
I mean, sure, selfish people would want the...
I'd go down for that.
I mean, if it was gold, do you think they'd let it sit down there?
Generally loaded low-grade iron ore. Maybe they might have just left it. It's like 500 feet deep.
You think really?
Yeah, you think deep? We could go grab a few? Is it bars? Does ore come in bars? It can't come in bars.
No, I feel like it comes in just, like, it looks like a bunch of little balls that you'd shoot out of a musket. I just assume that that's what it is.
So you have the equivalent of rabbit feces, and I have the equivalent of gold.
Yeah.
Falling onto the floor of Lake Superior.
It's probably somewhere in the middle.
So on April 3rd or 4th, you know what? I have a better option for you, Steve. Keep that calendar open.
Mm-hmm.
Flip it to May 14th.
Okay, let's just jump on ahead to May.
God's sake.
Who would have thought that I'd have so much travel for the next calendar year already in my calendar?
And again, you're thinking they're going to need you for this. It seems like a maybe.
Maybe we can... How about this? Maybe we can find a date that coincides with one of my trips.
Oh, and then I would go with you?
Yeah.
Think you could get me caught by the radio station?
Yeah,
Have me just go plug in a few cords. That's all you guys do, right?
Kyle, he's our technical advisor.
I'll call me executive engineer.
Executive engineer.
Well, because I don't want to be junior. Double junior
E.
Makes it sound like someone's going to walk by and pat me on the head.
Good job, sport.
Yeah, I want executive engineer, and really all I'm going to do is plug your microphone into something else.
How about this? You're the executive engineer, but we introduce you by your name, Junior.
Yeah.
Junior, our executive engineer.
I guess we could go associate engineer.
Nah, I like executive.
Yeah, executive is a little more regal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could work
like
that
you
in.
Don't see associates with an office. You see
executives
with an office. Yeah. I mean, I'd never have an office. Again, I'm a secondary engineer. But it's the title,
right?
You know, it's the pomp and circumstance, if you will.
But we digress.
So you're telling me that April 4th, 4/4/20.
Throw another date out at me. Let's see if we can.
Well, I'd have to find something within. I mean, I'm not going to Chicago. I'm not going to Champaign. I'm not going to Davenport, Iowa. Gettysburg. I would go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania for this.
Oh, you think they do it on the on the battlefield?
Nope. Nope.
I
doubt it.
You sure?
I mean,
be a hell.
You think Gordon Lightfoot's playing the same venue that like 3 years or you know the weekend before Three Doors Down is just belting out
Kryptonite
on the top of the eternal flame lit in the 30s or whatever, the 60s. Yeah. Let me look. I mean, should we plan a trip around this, you think?
I wouldn't be opposed.
How far away is Collingswood? Nope, never mind. That was a month ago. Oh, no, that is next year. Collingswood, New Jersey? Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I definitely have.
Ever heard of the Scottish Rite Auditorium?
Sure haven't.
You and I are maybe taking a trip to the homeland.
Okay, when is this?
Next October. Maybe we...
Hold on, let's... What
October
day?
9th, Steve. October 9th.
I think I can make that work.
Hey!
I mean, Toby's gotcha day is the next day.
It's the next day.
That's all right.
So you and I go to the homeland.
It'll be a good opportunity to take Evelyn back to the motherland.
Oh, we're all going.
To celebrate her first birthday.
You're taking her to the show, aren't we?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't know.
She's a big Lightfoot fan.
I don't know if she's prepared to rock this hard. My only question, and I don't mean to, you know, phrase it this way. I don't know a better way to ask. I think we should maybe pick a date a little closer.
Well, considering I thought he was dead, yes. What is his next show?
November 19th.
November? I thought you said he was off until May.
No. He's been... All of the stuff has been rescheduled for the last October and November.
So where is he on November 19th? That's just 10 days from now.
By
the way, it is Saturday, November 9th, 2019, the year of our Lord. It's the Stephen Kyle podcast.
Thank you.
Our yearly Gordon Lightfoot retrospective.
And Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald retrospective.
Yeah, I guess more so the boat than the guy who sung about the boat.
St. John's, NL, Canada?
NL?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new... Newfoundland?
I would assume.
If I got that right by chance.
NL. My first thought was Netherlands, but that's definitely not in Canada.
We sure on that?
Positive. Yeah. Been there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know I ran into Cartography Steve this morning.
You can call me Magellan. Or Rand or McNally.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. NS is Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
So maybe this is Nova Land?
Nova Land, of course. Yeah, of course.
The rival
yeah.
to Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
You know, their hockey teams play each other. It's a big blood feud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is not back in the United States, Steve, until February. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Hear me out. You, me.
February. Hold on, let me jump ahead.
Oh, for God's sake.
February's looking good.
Okay. Maybe we bring the wives.
Oh, I'm sure she'll love it.
Throw the kids in the car.
Yeah, gonna throw them in the wagon.
This isn't just a one-purpose trip, Steve. I'm talking dual purpose.
Yeah. And what's the date of this?
February 13.
Oh, boy. Celebrate Valentine's Day in the most romantic way possible. Going to a Gordon Lightfoot show in...
Baton Rouge, Louisiana! But hear me out. You haven't even heard the second half of this proposal.
Uh-uh.
We zip up or down or east or west, whichever way New Orleans is, and we go hit Mardi Gras.
Mardi's Grass and GL?
All in one long weekend.
As long as I can be back for work on Monday. Oh, wait a minute. President's Day. I don't know if we take that off, but sure would be helpful if we did.
Embarrassing if you do.
If we do?
Yeah.
That's a federal holiday,
sure.
Right?
Oh, sure. Here we go. You and the mailman sitting at home. One job's important.
You do not compare me in any way to a mailman.
One of these jobs is important. The other plugs some stuff into other cables and...
Here comes the poo-poo.
Can't do that on President's Day. Gotta observe.
Hey, buddy, what time is it? It's poop o'clock.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's the poo-poo and the feces show.
I'm poo-poo.
We're on 45 markets. Can you get on Baton Rouge? We can
work it into
work it into the trip. So you and I'm now a part of two of your trips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come visit you. Where was I going first?
You're Junior, the executive engineer.
And that's all for an excuse to get flown out to the motherland, if I remember.
Yes.
To go see Gordo.
In Collingswood,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
I say you and I, April 4th, assuming Gordo makes it, you and I take a pilgrimage to the east side, go wait for Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and hit the road.
Okay, what was this, April what?
April 4th.
Let me see if I can pencil that in. You know something, that'll work out really well, actually, because I'll be coming back from Albany that day, but we typically fly through Detroit. Mm. I'll just hop off the plane there. You can scoop in, pick me up, and we can head to the... I'm sure that there's going to be a parade and a tailgate beforehand.
Gordo's coming to town. Of course.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for an extended period of time, leaving my
If Annette doesn't understand, that's her fault.
The baby's going to be 6 months old at that point. They basically do everything on their own at that point.
81 years old. Gordo.
81.
Still touring.
Oh boy, just looked at the clock and saw that we're 23 minutes in on this already.
Well, boy, stick around. We got another hour and a half coming. So yes, as Steve mentioned, it is this weekend. You're listening to this on Tuesday. This was the official 44th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Steve, where we lost, 29 lives?
29.
26,000 tons of iron ore.
Still a bad decision.
Heading from Wisconsin to Cleveland.
Yeah, especially low-grade ore, like we just read.
The cheap garbage of the ore land. How does that work now? Because I've always kind of wondered, like, let's say if I go down in a plane wreck tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
when I buy a plane ticket, am I just signing away, hey, if this plane goes down, you can't sue us?
Oh, I can't imagine that's the case.
So, but as every victim of a plane crash, is their family received like a payout?
Probably. If there's a lawsuit, then I guess I don't know. Like, by default, does the airline just cut a check? Or do they have to wait for the family to bring a lawsuit against them?
Right. Because you'd feel like at some point they would have built into those tickets in one of the 14 screens you have to click through when you buy a plane mm-hmm. ticket that your family or loved ones can't sue when this, you know, cone of sheet metal inevitably plummets towards the earth.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how many waivers you sign or anything like that. You can, this is America. You can always sue.
A plaintiff can sue under some act when an FAA employee error causes an airplane crash. There are special rules that must be followed to sue a federal government agency or its employee.
I think if your plane crashes, you're getting paid.
But to take it one step further, my question would be, you think the families of those 29 lives, think they got a payout? A little kickback?
Absolutely not.
No?
No chance. I bet they didn't get a dime. Maybe a bucket of iron ore.
Low grade.
That would be real insulting. Well, I'm sorry for your husband's death. But on the bright side, here's a bucket of the garbage he was trying to haul.
There was a legal settlement, Steve. Ships fall under the jurisdiction of admiralty courts under maritime law as the Edmund Fitzgerald was sailing under the United States flag. Even though she sank in Canadian waters. 30 neighbors to the north.
If only they had made Whitefish Bay.
15 miles.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all they needed.
If they literally left an hour earlier. Yeah. You know? Maybe they should have.
This turned into a conversation last year about how fast boats travel because we thought...
Oh, yeah. Did we ever get an answer?
No, but I remember we did some shoddy math and we concluded like, oh, well, yeah, it just needed to go like another 2 minutes, which would have meant that the boat had to be going like 3,000 miles per hour.
It had to be a cigarette boat in hurricane winds.
Yeah. How much did they get?
With a value of $24 million, the financial loss was the greatest in the sailing history of the Great Lakes. In addition to the crew, 26,116 long tons of that low-grade iron ore sank. Two widows of crewmen filed a $1.5 million lawsuit. And this is, again, in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So $1.5 million even then, that was... I mean, it's a lot of money now. That's a ton of money back then. No pun intended. 26,000 tons.
Sounds like a long ton to me.
Against the owners, Northwestern Mutual and its operators... 1 week after she sank, an additional $2.1 million lawsuit was later filed. Company paid compensation to surviving families 12 months in advance of official findings of the probable cause and on condition of confidentiality agreements. Yeah.
Nobody got paid. And nobody ever spoke and said how much?
NDAs, man. Especially back then, 2.1 or 1.1, whatever settlement they came to. Let's assume it's over $1 million. $1 million in 1976, Steve. What do you think?
How much is $1.5 million in 2019 money?
Wow. You could have just typed in like inflation calculator or something.
Oh, look at that. Inflation calculator. I don't know. That's what it's called. All right. So what year? 76? 76.
Yeah, let's go 76.
1,500,000. Okay. Oh boy, yeah, that's pretty good.
Move a zero. 4.4 million, looks like.
That is not at all what I got.
I got $1 million in 1976.
Oh, see, I put in 1.5. $1,500,000 of 1976 money would be worth $6.6 million in 2009.
Yeah, I mean, I would bet at this point though. This little section in Wikipedia, there has to be some books. There has to be about, from the family. But what are they going to say? I mean, the probable cause report came out. Hey, yeah, they screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, the breakfast man didn't close the hatch or whatever.
I'm assuming the cook's name was Cookie, right?
I mean, I can look it up. I mean, again, I don't know if we want to slander the
Well, I mean, also, we don't know that happened.
Right.
This is Gordon's tale. I don't think that he, like, found a, you know, memoirs of somebody who sank as they were writing them as the boat went down. And
Robert Rafferty.
Was the cook?
Yep.
Cookie.
Double R. Bobby Raff.
Is it saying there his nickname was Cookie?
Robert Ships Cookie. for the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, huh?
Hey, this guy know history or what?
Oh, man. I don't know why I'm so fascinated by this.
Yeah, I don't know either, because I feel like I'm at the end of...
You're out of ideas?
I'm at the end of what I want to talk about for it. But in case you were wondering, yes, every year on the episode closest to the anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, we will start the show in the exact same way. Probably make the same stupid jokes, mess up the lyrics in the same spots, but that's just, look, in a world where change is abundant, we're going to be your...
We'll be the constant.
We'll be your guiding light.
We are your North Star.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah.
When it comes time for the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell you how you should feel.
What else? Do we do anything else?
Did that boat sink anywhere near the bridge?
Oh, God.
I mean, just another reason to hate that stupid thing.
I just said it was Canadian waters.
Well, you know.
I mean, you've driven over the bridge. Have you thought, well, here's Canada?
I don't know. Basically, when you get across that bridge, yeah,
you do enter a little.
There's not a whole lot up there.
A little North Country garbage up there.
Okay, conspiracy theory here. They got the ore off the bottom of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
They built a bridge with it. Bridge was built with blood money, blood ore. Another reason to hate it. I mean, prove to me it didn't happen.
I'd argue. These conspiracy theories regarding...
Okay, if that did happen, though, would that change your opinion on the bridge? It's okay to say yes.
No. If a boat sank near it? It's like hating the golden...
If the boat sank near it, and then they scooped up the iron ore and built a bridge out of it, you wouldn't feel a little weird driving across that bridge? Knowing that the souls of the 29 men... We're in that iron.
I mean, they're not. You think souls leave the bodies and then just transfer to iron ore? Is that the...
Look, I'm not an expert on souls. It could happen. Prove to me it didn't.
No, that's true. You're not an expert on souls. You are right. They have a memorial at Whitefish Point. They have the bell.
Oh, they were able to put the memorial there.
What do you think it
even
says?
Though the boat didn't make it.
What do you think it says? If they'd made it here, they'd be alive.
This is where they were supposed to get to. They still have like their parked cars sitting there.
They've got the bell on display at the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum.
Okay.
And they've got the bow anchor on display at the Great Lakes Museum.
But they couldn't
get... I'm sure they've... I think it's one of those things where you probably don't move the wreckage or lift it up, right?
At this point, 40-some years. Although, that's an ice-cold lake, and that preserves stuff.
You think one made it? I think we got, like, an Encino Man situation?
The Linkovich-Chomovsky of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
That's right, folks. Stay tuned for your next episode of Conspiracast. One of the ship members from the Edmund Fitzgerald is alive, encased in an icy tomb at the bottom of the lake.
Just waiting to be discovered.
Listen, it's happened before. Encino Man?
Mm-hmm.
Captain America?
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Those are two great examples. Do you think that in the movie that it will no doubt be made about this, that Brendan Fraser will play him?
I can't think of another actor.
I mean, who's got better experience being a guy in a block of ice?
When you phrase it that way, maybe David Blaine?
Oh, good call. He's not an actor, though. I mean, I guess maybe he's...
Is Brendan Fraser?
Still? I don't know. What the hell happened to that guy?
You think we're all good on bastardizing the memorial of these 29...
Bastardizing.
I mean, we just compared to Brendan Fraser.
Well, look, that would be...
Their soul is in the Mackinac Bridge.
It could be. You haven't given me any proof that they did not build that bridge.
That's a perfect way to put it. I have not proven that those crew members who sank on the Edmund Fitzgerald, their souls did not travel to the Mackinac Bridge. You're right.
I think I may have found a fly in the ointment.
Oh, no. What do you got?
Oh, the bridge was built like 20 years before the boat sank.
What?
I'm sure they've done renovations.
Oh, for God's sake. Do we have, like, some segue music to get out of this nonsense and so we can talk about literally anything else without feeling like it's a hairpin turn on an F1 racetrack?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. This has been
I mean, you can't say informative. If the next word you're about to say is informative or helpful or anything positive, I beg of you to reconsider what you're about to say.
You know, I have an idea
mm-hmm.
for the absolute perfect of transitions.
Certainly you do. What do you got? You wanna go where people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. Oh my God! If I was an older man,
trivia.
If I was an older man, I might have just passed away. What a shock!
For those not in the loop, that was the intro for the TV show Cheers, which doubles as our intro for Cheers Chat or Cheers Trivia.
It was Cheers Chat, mm-hmm. where I was recapping episodes as I was binge watching the 270 half hours that I watched when I was off with my Achilles disaster.
Two summers ago? Two and a half summers ago?
Yeah.
Two and a half years ago? Two and a half summers. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it was 2.5 years ago. Yeah, yeah.
So the summer of 17?
Yep. And I finished up just in time for us to make the pilgrimage that everybody makes once they binge watch Cheers, the trip to the bar that inspired the TV show Cheers.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like it.
No.
They built a somewhat replica, smaller version bar there, but the Bull and Finch Pub in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm pulling open the tracker right now, Steve.
Did that make the switch over to your new computer?
It did.
Good.
It did. We have not played Cheers Trivia
since... Hold on, let me guess. I feel like we've played it once this year. I'm going to say March.
June 15th.
Of this year?
Of 2019. Oh, we played it 5 months ago. Before that, November 4th.
Or December 4th. All right. So the way that this goes, it's very simple. I ask you three multiple choice questions. If you answer without me giving you the choices.
Yep. 2 points.
And get it correct, it's 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you the multiple choice and you get it correct, it's 1 point.
Yep.
What is your current score?
15 out of 34. Is okay. The total.
Not
so
great.
So less than 50%. Going to need a real run.
If that's baseball, you're batting like 460.
Yeah.
That's the greatest batting average ever.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. I've been doing some reading lately, Steve, on the brain, and it turns out memory really comes back after 2.5 years.
Oh, good.
So I think I'm about to turn it up. I am on a bit of a rough streak lately. 2 of my last 8. Total points, though. 21 total points. Again, I don't know how those matter or what to do with those. Maybe I can transfer them to Shroot Bucks. But 21 points, 15 out of 34 total.
Okay, here we go. Your first question, the pink question on the card. What did Sam think that all great artists had in common?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me those choices.
So no clue.
No clue.
No clue whatsoever. No. Okay, A, that they never got the chicks.
That's a Sam Maloneism if I've ever heard it. I'm almost ready to stop you right there, Steve. I'll hear the other ones. That's a heavy favorite.
B, that they were missing an ear. Or C, that they were dead. Again, what did Sam think that all great artists had in common?
I'm going to go with A, Steve.
You're going to go with A, that they never got the chicks?
Never got the chicks.
You are confident about that, aren't
you? Yeah, that's a Sam Maloneism right there. Oh! Is it the ear? Oh, so it must be never got the chicks. Hang on. So Sam Malone must assume that none of them have an ear. You're certain on that? You're reading the card correctly?
Hey! No, I'm certain.
Oh, good. This is how this is, should be yeah. the only way we talk now.
The answer is C, that they were dead.
Huh.
So that's 0 point for you.
This is a bad run. One of nine.
Okay. The green question. What is mm-hmm. Woody's favorite color?
Hmm. Let's go with the options. Even though I think I might know.
Write it down on a piece of paper. Don't show it to me. Or, like, type it on your screen or something.
Okay.
Okay, your options are... Because if you get it right,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you an extra half point.
Whoa!
You get 1.5 points.
Hey!
All right, what is Woody's favorite color? Is it A, green, B, blue, C, chartreuse? That's seems like some deleting.
It's not white.
Sure isn't.
Chartreuse, Steve.
Okay, you're going to go with C, chartreuse.
C, chartreuse.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Come on! Okay.
I need to go back and rewatch this show.
Just so you can do well.
Yeah.
One time a year. That
yeah,
we
well, at this point, if we do this twice a year.
Well, you basically have to watch every episode every week.
Well, I'm aware.
All right. Your options remaining are A, green, B, blue.
Flip a coin at that point. Who knows? There's standard colors. Blue? Hey! Flipped a coin and got it right.
All right, so far you are 0 for 2.
Oh, for God's sake. That puts me, again, oh boy. That is 2 of my last 10. I'm in a slump.
Not good.
It's a slump. It's fine. I'm going to come out of it.
Third question, the purple question.
This is the one.
According to Norm, when was the last time that Cliff bought a stamp?
Obviously, Cliff Clavin, my hero, mm-hmm. works for the United States Postal yeah. Service.
Little known fact.
Little known fact, Nami. Boy, I'm going to need the options there, Steve, because there's too big of a range.
Okay. According to Norm, when was the last time that Cliff bought a stamp? Is it mm-hmm. A, when the Pony Express delivered a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Is bad. It B, the Johnson administration?
Mm-hmm.
Which at the time was probably, what, like 8 years earlier?
Yeah, the Johnson administration, wasn't that 63 to 66? Yeah. So, yeah, 20 years earlier.
Or C, before electricity.
I'm going to go with A, the Pony Express, Steve.
Okay, you say A, when the Pony Express delivered a letter.
Yeah, the
Pony Express. Come on!
Can't even walk into one? For God's sake. You know what this is?
What's that?
This is a calendar year with no correct answers.
Wait, when you put it that way, sure sounds bad.
I need you to play this every week for the next 6 weeks so I can go without having a calendar year without getting a point. Ridiculous.
All right.
Was it electricity, Steve?
Do you want to take a guess at...
Was it Johnson?
B, the Johnson administration, or
yeah,
C, before
I think it's
electricity.
Johnson administration.
Yeah. And that concludes this episode of Cheers Chat. You want to go where people know, people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Trivia. Okay. Yeah.
Boy, really started off this episode on a real sour note.
Both times.
Boat sank.
Got any more music?
You just want to go to a music format?
Yeah. Play the hits. Worked for radio.
Yeah.
Inside a poo-poo in the feces morning show. Everybody wants music. Steve, we need to get to this. We talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. There were some important poll questions posed.
Oh, very important.
That I posted way too late, so we did not get to them. We didn't get to them last week.
Okay. But yeah, and then you put more on Twitter this week, but they weren't on Facebook until much later.
Yeah, so. Listen, Facebook is dumb and doesn't allow me to post things like it should simply on my phone, so I have to physically have my laptop. And at this stage in my life, I have my laptop open about twice a week. Once is during this podcast, and the other time is when I'm preparing for this podcast.
Yeah.
So here we are where, some of the polls might not have a ton of votes on Facebook, but that's okay. Going back to last week, you had a beef with my brother because he leaves his garage door open.
Oh yeah, he's a garage door open all,
garage door
all
open
the time.
All day type of person. And now a lot of these polls aren't going to come as any surprise to anybody because are you a garage door open all day type of person?
And you were on my team about this, right?
I think absolutely.
Like obviously, if you're outside cutting the grass or something and you got the garage door open, yeah, of course, no problem. You're maybe washing the car in the driveway, yeah, garage door's open, great. But it's those people that wake up in the morning, walk out in the garage, hit the button, so the door opens for no reason, and then they just leave it open.
That's it. That's the day. That's the status quo.
Then there's somebody in the neighborhood that does the vent option, I guess I would call it, where they open it leave 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah. I hate that.
Why?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's happening in your garage that you need to vent it?
Why do you need cold or hot air coming into your garage when you're not in there? You're just in your house.
Yeah. Ridiculous. I need you to let me know when you leave here, when you're, when you're on the road, let's see, you pull out of my street, you make a right, and then you make the left, and then you go straight down, and it bends around to the right. Just before it bends around, one of the last houses on the left-hand side. They're the garage door open all day kind of people.
Okay.
I want to know because it's like 25 degrees and there's snow on the ground.
It's not unless you're working in the garage, which if you are with this type of cold, you would want the door closed.
Yeah.
Unless you have a whatever, some type of gas heater running. You would want it closed, presumably.
Right.
Steve, 81% of people agree with you. That's a well over 300 votes.
Yes.
81% say no. Are you a garage door open all day type of person? They say no. I took it a step further, and I don't know how we got on this conversation. Is it okay to slam the door in the face of an unannounced visit from friends or family?
That sounds like a Kyle question. I feel like I haven't looked at these results, but I feel like people are going to be on your side about this. Yes. Yes, it is.
A little bit of difference between Twitter and Facebook here, which we see from time to time. A little over, well over 200 votes, Steve. And you would be wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not okay to slam the door.
64% say no. Not okay to slam the door in the face of an unannounced visit. I stand by it. Friend or family, if you come over to my house unannounced.
Yeah.
I'll open the door to see who's knocking on my door.
Yeah.
Close it right on.
What if it's to tell you your car's on fire?
That's fine. What am I going to do about it then? It's already on fire. Okay, let her burn.
So you're still going to be pissed.
Yeah, I'll call the insurance when the carcass is there.
Okay. All right, next, moving on.
This is another of your issues that you ran into with a neighbor. Is it ever okay to be cutting your grass at 10 p.m.?
There's no way that I'm wrong on this.
Again, well over 250 votes here.
Yeah.
85% of people say no. Yes. You're correct. That's not that surprising, though,
no,
right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Everyone hates that person.
We had a listener reply to us on Facebook, say, cutting grass, no, but what about running a snowblower? Let's say there's already 4 inches of snow on the ground. You're expecting it to snow overnight.
Yeah,
Is that okay? Where are you at on that?
I think I'm okay with that.
So it's the grass.
I think because with the grass, there's never a grass emergency.
Yeah.
There's never a reason the grass needs to be cut. But with snow, I can commiserate with that because
it's still coming down.
It's still coming down, and everybody's got to leave to drive to work in the morning. Sure. It kind of affects everybody.
Now, our friend Mike Mokris on Facebook also said he'd give a neighbor one time, and he used the situation that we were talking about. Maybe there was a health situation, kept them away from the home, and that was the only time they could do it. And you're saying no?
To grass?
Grandmother be damned.
To grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying no to grass, because if your grass grows a little longer,
sure,
everyone's still alive.
All right. All right. Hey, I'm just a messenger.
Hey.
I'm just a messenger, Steve.
Well, sometimes.
So that was...
Sometimes, a wise man once said, sometimes everyone else is on the wrong side of history.
I've got to figure out a better way to put these polls on Twitter, because you can see the amount of votes. And again, are you garage door open all day? More than 140 votes on Twitter. Now we get down to a question we talked about last week. Is 3 hours an acceptable time zone change to complain about? Mm-hmm. I think that's borderline. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
We were talking about daylight savings. And if you're that person who says, oh, God, still fighting to get back on track.
It's been 3 weeks. Just can't get
it.
1 hour. Oh, tired every day.
62% of people say, yes, that is okay. 3 hours.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours is the... Where I think people start saying, stop complaining.
I had said three.
I think three. Three is one end of the country to the other.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at
New York to L.A.
New York to L.A. Oh, man, the businessman's trip.
La La Land.
The businessman's just
red eye.
Is there anything worse than flying? I stand by it. No, you were talking about just travel issues and delays.
Well, it's not the greatest. I think, yes, there are many things worse than it.
Thanks, Johnny Literal. You and everybody else have commented. Yes, anything on a bus. What did this one say?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about modes of transportation.
Free falling from a plane. Thanks, Humphrey.
Would you... Idiot. So you...
I hate it.
Bus travel would be... Like, you'd be okay with that? Like, if...
It would depend the time.
If you're going to... Say you wanted to go to Texas.
Yeah.
For a vacation.
I'm flying.
You're flying.
Yeah.
Right. You're not taking the bus.
Never. I mean, maybe when I'm, like...
What about the Megabus? I got free Wi-Fi.
Old and retired? Maybe.
Ugh. God, that seems like it would be the worst time to do it.
Bus trips with your elderly friends?
The only bus trips I would ever go on, I think, are like when I'm old and it's a, you pay $20 and you go to the casino for the day.
Yeah.
And they give you like $40 worth of tokens.
Like, hey, we'll be
by
back
the way,
at
how
do four.
They? How does anyone make money on that?
Oh, it's free play. It's just gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's going right into their machines within 3 minutes, and it's just because
they know
donated.
Even if they give you $20, they're still going to come out on top.
Oh, sure. And they just
you may have one person who hits for like $60.
Yeah, you have. They have the body in their casino, which is what they want.
Yeah.
But yeah, and thanks everybody. 82% of people said, yes, there is something worse than flying. Thanks. Yeah, I think taking it literally awesome. Great audience.
Well, I mean, when you post a poll, like, what do you expect?
You know, next time I'll put figuratively speaking, okay? Flying sucks was the idea, and I phrased it this way, and everyone, well, yeah, you know, passing right. away by a shark attack or a bear attack would be pretty unfortunate.
Guillermo put that on the poll for next week, reworded.
Dicks. And lastly... chewy or crunchy cookie?
Chewy.
It's always chewy,
gotta
right?
go chewy.
And but with over 200 votes, 87% of people say chewy cookies.
But the... Well, we have to clarify this, though, because I saw some discussion that I thought, ooh, that's a good point. When I'm talking chewy cookies, I'm talking homemade cookies.
So if but you're
when
staring
it, when
at
it comes,
the...
When it comes to Chips Ahoy, I do not like chewy Chips Ahoy. I prefer the crunchy ones.
And you're wrong. The regular crunchy Chips Ahoy can't hold a candle to the chewy Chips Ahoy.
Oh, I don't like the chewies. They just have a... The taste is just not the same to me.
A crunchy homemade cookie means you cooked it. You baked it wrong.
Yeah.
You made a bad cookie.
Mm-hmm.
You made a poor cookie.
Yeah, we are... Trust me, same page when it comes to homemade cookies. Mm. How about Oreos, though? That's got to be crunch. Because if you have a chewy Oreo...
Well, something's wrong.
You have a stale...
Although I do... Let me ask you this. Regarding milk and cookies.
You had
milk
and cookies? I think I know where you're going.
You push it in the milk, you let it get soggy, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
Remember they made that that little like utensil? It kind of looked like a spork. But what it did was like you stabbed it into the cream in the cookie.
Ooh.
Like sideways. And then it allowed you to dunk, hold, then remove, and eat like you're eating a bowl of cereal. That's pretty good, right?
Whoa. Man.
Sounds
Who's thinking of the invention regarding milk and cookies?
Well, look, I can come up with an idea for a million inventions. Everyone told me that when you have a baby, the one thing you are able to like think about is how many inventions you could come up with that would be specifically for baby related things. But like, so yeah, I have a million ideas that would be great inventions for me to use one time. But
sure. It's a one-time. It would never play. Yeah.
I'd use it once, maybe twice.
I mean, to say that this idea regarding, you know, a Oreo spork.
I need to see if they still sell them.
I don't know that it's one-time use, but it's quite a niche
right.
market, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And that is on the poll already. You can go, please check that and vote on that. When eating milk and cookies, do you let your Oreo stay crunchy or get soggy?
Well, not. I mean, if you let it stay crunchy, why are you even bothering
right.
with milk?
You just have a damp cookie.
Yeah, you have a wet Oreo.
You might as well take your Oreo, run it under the faucet, and then quick chew it.
Here we go. It's called the Dipper. D-I-P-R, because, of course, that's how it would be spelled. Oh, boy. Look at that beaut right there. See, this kind of, like, hooks around the cookie, and the tip of it, you just kind of stick it into the cream just a little bit, and then you can...
You know what else works?
Fingers.
A spoon.
Yeah, but this keeps it... Like a spoon, you have to kind of balance it. This one. Boop.
You try to balance it?
Boy.
Like you're bringing hey. Up... So in your mind, if I use a spoon, it's the equivalent of how they build skyscrapers in New York City where they're like... Trying to bring beams up.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the fact that they have blue, green, purple, red, and yellow. What's your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange. Okay. What's your favorite color between blue, yellow, green, purple, and red?
Oh, it'd be red. Yeah. Okay. Obviously. Thank you okay. for asking.
Yeah. I mean, because this is at a price point that is
oh, God.
Very nice for... The Steve and Kyle podcast, or the fourth annual Steve and Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger non-denominational yeah. winter solstice gift exchange. It's a beautiful transition into talking about that. Overwhelmed. We already have almost as many people in this year as
yeah.
we did all of last year.
It's so exciting.
And there's still 3 weeks to get to get involved in that. Again, it's a we don't call it Secret Santa around here because, well, we want to include everybody. So it's the fourth annual Steve and Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be in on that, all you have to do is send us a DM on Twitter or message us on Facebook. Just say, hey, I'm in for the gift exchange. Give us your name, your mailing address, and by about the first week in December, we will message you back. We've yep. messaged everyone back just to let them know that we've gotten their information, but we'll be messaging people back to match you up, give you the address of the person you've been paired up with, and then you spend, I don't know, $10, $20, put together a little gift and send it to that person. Now, obviously, you don't know this person, so it's not something that you have to reach out to them. Don't tell them that you got them if you happen to know them. Like
yeah.
If you happen to know them from Twitter or from Facebook or anything, or just in person, I mean, that's a possibility too. Don't let them know, but put together a nice little gift package and send it over to them. For instance, the Dipper, the ultimate cookie spoon, just $9.99 on Amazon Prime with free one-day delivery.
I did see some people posting already that there are some sales on Redbubble. That's stevenkyle.com/merch.
That's a good way for us to profit.
Yeah, if we had a new design up in the last calendar year. I'm trying to decide if I've gotten a point on Cheers Trivia or if we've gotten a new t-shirt design up more recently. But no, there's a lot of new items on Redbubble that they've... I get emails about and I see that they're adding... There's socks now, I think.
Oh,
and
really?
There's, in addition to all your regular clothing stuff...
They do so mugs please, and stuff?
They do mugs. Okay. They do travel mugs. Wall clocks.
What about like an old like a ceramic coffee mug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mugs too? And travel mugs. Yeah, yeah. The your standard coffee mug as well. That please check that out. Again, stevenkyle.com/merch this holiday season. Hopefully to have more designs. I think I have one in the queue I have to put up, but it's more of a Halloween-related one that I never posted on accident. but be sure to check that out.
Oh, got a nice jump start on next year then.
And everybody loves a little Steve and Kyle garbage merch
uh-huh.
for Christmas. Or, sorry, for the solstice.
For the solstice, yes.
We need
Are we doing an inter-office... gift exchange again?
Absolutely, Steve. Okay, yeah, good. The solstice doesn't just stop in our listening audience. The solstice...
That's good.
We need... Listen.
I've known...
We're trying to include everybody in this.
Yeah.
We can't have... And now, Christmas has kind of cornered the market on having a caricature and a mascot,
yeah,
if you will.
Santa Claus, of course.
We need one.
For our gift exchange?
Yeah, for the Cloak and Dagger, the non-denominational.
The fourth annual Steve and Kyle podcast Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange.
Yeah, we need a mascot for that.
Okay. Solstice Man or something?
Yes! Yes, okay. Solstice Man.
So he's a guy, maybe he has the picture of his son on his t-shirt to represent the solstice. Or is he just like, a man that's dressed appropriately for the weather?
Ooh!
Like a sweater?
Yeah.
Maybe a nice pair of jeans, but you can tell he's probably got like thermals on underneath.
Yeah.
And some nice L.L. Bean boots.
Seasonal Sammy.
Seasonal Sammy.
Seasonal Sammy. Okay. Ooh, this has got children's book written all over it. Seasonal Sammy. Plug your kids' ears, everybody. He's also Solstice Man.
Okay. So it's
like Clark Kent and Superman. So Solstice Man during the day is Seasonal Sammy.
Seasonal Sammy. He goes to his job at the Daily Bugle or whatever.
Yeah. Always. Always has hot chocolate. You come over to Seasonal Sammy's house for whatever. You're dropping mail off at Seasonal Sammy's house. Oh, hey, postal carrier. Hot chocolate?
And he always gives it to you in one of those thermoses.
Oh, so yeah.
It's plaid on the outside.
And you open it, you know, maybe let it cool off, and there's always a...
The little cup.
Oh. Yeah, and a design.
Yeah.
You know, on the top of it, like they do at the coffee shops.
Yeah. And it's always a picture of him, because he can draw a picture of Seasonal Sammy, like, in the froth from the cream.
Yeah, so Seasonal Sammy...
Seasonal Sammy.
Has... Yeah, he is the alter ego...
We need to
send Solstice
this,
Man.
We need to clip this portion of audio, send it to Philip. Say, Philip, we need a design ASAP in time for the holidays. # Seasonal Sammy. I think it'll be a big seller.
How does he look in your mind? Is he like the polar opposite? Polar. of Santa? So is he like a skinny, curly-haired guy? Just always wearing a sweater with a snowflake on it?
To me, he kind of looks like... I just had to Google what this man's name was because I couldn't remember.
Uh-huh.
He kind of looks like John Arbuckle, the owner of Garfield.
Okay. I can't think of a better description. I think that's right. It's John Arbuckle. And hear me out here. A tiny tweak, Steve. It may be a Christmas...
Look at that.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to slander it.
That's exactly what he looks like.
That's what I'm thinking, because it's not a solstice sweater.
Yeah.
He's wearing a solstice turtleneck.
That's perfect.
And again, solstice turtleneck.
Maybe with a reindeer on the turtleneck.
Left hand in his pocket. Right hand, big old mug of hot cocoa, steam piping out of it.
Mm-hmm. He's got, his... Well, he's got his solstice-themed sweater on.
Obviously.
With a turtleneck underneath it.
Okay, I like that.
He's wearing a nice, thick pair of dungarees.
Because Seasonal Sammy layers.
Because underneath the dungarees are the thermals, his L.L. Bean boots.
Yep.
And he's probably leaning on a snow shovel.
And underneath all of that is the spandex suit of Solstice Man. So
is he a superhero too?
Yeah, his alter ego is Solstice.
Oh, that's
Solstice
right. Yeah,
Man.
Of course. I forgot. I'm already
so
getting
Seasonal Sammy has four layers of clothes on.
By the way, we're still waiting on a design for Corn Man and Scarecorn from like two months ago.
I had forgotten about that. For Corn Man and Scarecorn. Oh, man. So, again, Seasonal Sammy has four layers of clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
The very first layer is the spandex suit.
Yeah.
When he needs to become Solstice Man.
Yes. Boy, that's a lot of layers to take off in the phone booth.
Yeah. Yeah. And someone's getting a nice outfit.
Oh, but Solstice Man doesn't go into a phone booth. Yeah. He goes into an ice shanty, like where people ice fish.
Man, I sure hope solstice emergencies happen when he's near a lake. A frozen lake.
In cold weather.
In cold weather. What does Solstice Man do during the summer? Is he an accountant?
No, we talked about this. He works at the Daily Bugle.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. So he is a reporter.
He's a mild-mannered reporter.
He's a mild-mannered reporter who, in the winter, is also a superhero for solstice emergencies and hazardous
right.
situations.
So if it gets too dark, too early, and you can't find your way home, Solstice Man.
I feel like that's the title of his comic, which it's, he's just like super responsible. Solstice Man. A seasonal superhero for winter emergencies and hazardous situations.
Involving light.
Involving light. Put that on a fake comic book. Philip, you've got a lot of work to do. Okay? Or Nikki, Zach, get to going.
Any one of our artists.
Because I adore every piece of artwork that comes from the brains, the idiotic brains, it should be said, of Steve and myself regarding these. This is.
I think that if I was rich, I would just hire somebody like Philip to kind of follow me around all day.
Yeah.
And sketch out my stupid ideas.
Pawn off these ideas and say, hey, you draw that one up? Yeah, winter superhero who also just always has hot chocolate and is wearing four layers.
Done.
Sure. It's like, we're not asking him, like, oh, could you, you know, redo the Mona Lisa and shade her differently?
We're asking you to draw John Arbuckle, who's already been designed, and just give him a turtleneck.
Your job's 80% done. We just need to make it so we don't get sued.
Right, yeah.
Make him boot it off
make
of them.
Just different enough.
Yeah, or boot it off the merch shop like our one of the other ideas we've had.
What was that? Oh, that was Calvin and Hobbes one.
Our biggest seller. Ripped from our grasp. Oh, so, but we digress.
So Solstice Man is
Seasonal Sammy, which all goes back to, again, the Steve and Kyle podcast, fourth annual Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. Again, Facebook and Twitter at Steve and Kyle. Please send us a message. Instagram as well, if you prefer. Send us a direct message with your name and address that you want in. We will get you on the list. We will reply. If we haven't replied within a day or so that you're in or you're on the list, let us know. Send us a follow-up message to make sure you didn't slip through the cracks. Do not just comment on one of our posts. That's not the way we don't. That is going to slip through the cracks. Send us a message on any social media platform you use, and we'll get you on the list. We'll get you a name to send a gift to in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And again, we say $10 to $20. Just don't be ridiculous. Don't go extravagant. Yeah. Don't, you know, but also don't be a jerk. Don't send a $1 keychain. That's not really in the spirit.
Yeah, yeah,
I think just be reasonable.
I think, like we talked about last week, it's always fun when people just gather the stuff that maybe their community is known for. Like, oh, this is the maple syrup capital of the world. Here you go. Yep. Send them a jug of that.
There were some
like
beautiful, beautiful, creative ideas last year. There was a diorama of one of our stupid ideas that was sent out as part of a gift.
What was that? Was that the boxing match?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, I believe that. I believe there was some Lucky Billy letterhead sent out in regards to the gift exchange. Feel free, be creative, but also don't feel pressured. If you're not into that, find something you think would be funny or find something related to the show, whatever.
Yeah.
Ship it right to the person, pay for some gift wrapping, whatever. It's all in the spirit of the name of people coming together for this stupid, stupid thing we do every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm really excited at how many people have already jumped on board.
And yes, Steve, the Inner Office Gift Exchange is alive and well.
It's happening. Good, good, good. Have I mentioned the cookie knife, the cookie holder? Again, it's called the Dipper, the ultimate cookie spoon. Beautiful. Just $9.99 at your local Amazon store.
Yeah, you have mentioned it.
Here in a day. I have known regardless of the recipient that I draw this year, I've known for months what that person will be getting.
Wow.
I cannot wait to see the
look.
Can you
estimate the month?
To see the look on his or her face.
Can you estimate the month you knew? Because I had a similar thought months ago about what my unknown recipient.
When was yours?
We haven't drawn yet. think it was July.
Oh, boy. I think mine's before that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think I've known... I want to say it was... Oh, I know exactly when it was now. It was March or... like, late March, early April.
Yep.
Wow. I've known...
And you were already in the solstice spirit?
I was already in the solstice spirit. I made a note on my phone that's like, I have a note on my phone for anything podcast related, like Fast Five or conversation topics or articles that I see that I thought would be fun to talk about. Have them all on my phone, and that is one of them.
Man.
I cannot wait. What is our limit? 20?
I believe it was 10.
10.
$10.
Because it was 10 and it had to be ordered from Amazon, but I'm going rogue. It's not going to be from Amazon.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse you.
Well, since Amazon lost the naming rights.
And it's also kind of secondary. We'll mention it more in coming weeks. If you have any ideas or suggestions about something from this past year on the podcast that you think would fit well on the Year in Review, this will be the fourth annual Steve and Kyle podcast Year in Review. Coming your way this holiday. See the solstice season for, I think, did we do it 1 week last year? Yeah, we did one mega episode.
Yeah.
And I'll put that on the poll in coming weeks again if you would prefer a mega episode or a couple of smaller episodes split up in the same week.
I'm happy to see that I already had from the September 10th episode, Corn Man and Scarecorn was already on
already
the list.
Already on the list. So tune in. You'll be hearing that at the Year in Review show way around the new year.
As we sit by the fire. Crackling fire.
I think it's my favorite episode of the year.
Yeah.
Just because, nice. You know, I got the slippers on, a bathrobe.
Maybe some hot cocoa from Seasonal Sammy.
We get Seasonal Sammy over here. He rigs us up some cocoa. I don't know what he puts in it. It's just better than mine.
Yeah. Maybe a little Kahlua or something like that.
Yeah.
Man. I kind of want hot cocoa right now.
That'll be coming your way. End of the year here, 2019 into 2020 as this podcast fades into the ether. Enters the fifth calendar year if we in fact make it.
If we make
that
it,
far.
Yeah. I mean, look, as of right now, we have, what, 6 episodes left this year?
This year, question mark?
There must have been some issue. A couple of people I noticed had an issue last week downloading the podcast, because normally it's posted at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays. And at like 8:15, I got an email to my work email account saying, "Oh no, did the podcast actually cancel it and stop recording?" I said, "No, why? Oh, I'm just patiently waiting for the podcast." And I'm like, "It was posted an hour ago." So the only thing I can think of is that maybe there was something, because with the time change last week, I don't know.
Maybe screwed something.
Maybe
up
something
on
got messed up. But
including this episode you just listened to. And including the year in review, there are 8 episodes left.
Jesus, still 8?
So 1, 2...
How about we just do like
well, no,
4.
Including this episode.
Let's go to 4.
1, 2...
How about we do 1 a month?
So there's 7.
How about we
once
do
you take
1
out the year
8-hour episode a month?
Huh. I was thinking 0-hour episodes a month.
You heard it, folks.
Canceling it.
If this podcast ceases to exist... It's Kyle's fault.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with bearing that weight?
Oh, no. What am I going to get? 1 tweet every 3 months? Hey, I wish we did the podcast. Yeah, not me. See ya. Blocked.
I've noticed it seems like there's a little groundswell of support for bringing back Sports Tate. It's been quite a while. What, 2 months or
it
so?
It has been 2 months. Yeah, I need to get back on that. I need to find a time here in the coming weeks, and I'll definitely put out a new episode of that, Steve. And the 3 people who asked.
I look forward to not listening to that.
Listen, if there's one thing I can count on, it's you not tuning in to Sports Date. And I don't blame you. Not one bit. Because I wouldn't... If you ever did Jeepcast, I wouldn't tune in for one moment either.
I think I'd do Jeepcast if I had a... I need a co-host for Jeepcast.
Right.
I can't just talk about Jeeps. I don't know enough about them.
You could have Cy come over.
Does he know about Jeeps?
Didn't you work on them? With him? Sino and Ryan Young?
Oh, I thought for sure that you were talking about somebody completely different.
Well, if that is anything to say about the current status of Operation Jeep, or what was your dumb thing called?
That was Second Chance Jeeps.
Second Chance Rescue Jeeps.
Second Chance Jeeps. I just said it.
It's like Operation Jeepathon.
I did send Cy Nolan Ryan Young a message earlier today saying, can you buy something? Because I feel like working on a project. I want to build something. I'm getting a little antsy.
I mean, we don't have to wait till spring to build that wall I want to do in my house.
Oh, that's right.
We talked about that. Yeah. If you're that antsy, you and I can dig into that. It's
I can
not
do that.
Be, it's not that expensive.
I'm happy. Happy to do. Happy to help out. You doing the shiplap? Little shiplap wall?
Yeah, I think so.
You're anti-shiplap, aren't you?
Anti-shiplap. I just I don't love it like people do. I feel like people love it more because of, you know,
Chip and Joanna.
Two home restorers in Waco, Texas. That
I think at some point we're going to have a shiplap wall in this house.
My brother's had a shiplap wall on his last two homes.
And it looked great.
It's fine.
I think that if we had had more time, we would have done the wall that our bed is on in our bedroom. It would have been shiplap.
Yeah.
So I see in the future, I think that that'll probably be... Yeah, that'll be...
Maybe we could just double down, do two shiplap projects one day.
One day, huh?
Eight trips.
It's a lot of lap.
The most lap. Well, Steve, what do you think? Do we want to get back to the Fast Five today?
I don't know. Yeah, why not? What the hell?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I have like 15 on my
list. I thought the music was about to hit. The outro music.
You know, I've also noticed a bit of a groundswell of support for bringing back the Fast Five.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
I want to tell you in advance, though. Mm-hmm. I will only reply to five of yours.
Okay.
I know you said you have 15.
One. I have to go through and pick five.
Pick five. Can I go while you pick? I know you barely listen anyway, so.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Christmas music.
I'm all right with it.
You're on board.
Yeah, it's it's a little bit early, but.
You and I are in. You are in the minority. I am in the.
Well.
Heavy, extreme minority.
Well, hear me out on this. I'm not seeking it out, but if I hear it, I'm not, oh, those darn radio stations.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Talk about that.
On the turnaround.
Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, yeah. Dropped out, huh?
What a weird...
Called it quits.
What a weird run for him, just in regards to... He had such support following his Senate race and into his Senate race against Ted Cruz. And then as soon as he announced he was running for president, it felt like everybody was like, nah.
Well, it seemed like he didn't really want to run in the first place. Like,
right.
He probably got pressured into it.
Yeah.
So I think it probably all worked out for the best.
Yeah, very low in the polls. The Democratic candidates really thinning out now. There's still too many.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still like 10 to 12.
Well, and you got Bloomberg now saying Bloomberg filed to be on the ballot in Alabama.
You're way too late.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But then again, I don't know. He might be because,
just Alabama.
Yeah, because that's the first primary.
Oh, okay, okay.
So he had to file. I guess I didn't. I guess you have to file in every state if you want to be.
Boy, Democrats like, campaigning in Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah, why? Why bother?
Counterintuitive. What are we wasting our time for?
Just don't.
Deadspin.
Deadspin. That spoiler alert. That's one of my five. That seems like a whole disaster, doesn't
it? It's dead.
Like, it's gone.
Like,
has the site been updated at all?
I have no idea. I haven't checked. I used to check Deadspin occasionally for this Fast Five, just to see if there was a larger form sports story that I wanted to bring up. And I don't think it is around. The entire staff quit.
Yeah, Deadspin was one of my sources that I'd go to on a daily basis for the side gig.
Yeah.
Not because it was sports, but like you said, those sports related stories where kind of they take that like the HBO Real Sports angle where there's
different.
An athlete involved, but it's a deeper story,
right? A little different than your standard ESPN. After that, Thanksgiving,
love it,
coming up.
Tier two holiday
is what I'm hearing.
One holiday, fantastic. Turkey.
Tier two border,
mashed potatoes,
borderline tier one. Didn't you have like lamb chops one year?
No, that was Easter.
That was still Easter, huh?
Yeah. That was I believe you were invited and you said you'd bring something.
I was going to bring a potato.
You were going to bring a potato.
One potato.
And we waited all day.
Yeah.
You didn't show up.
Turkey's in the oven at 8 o'clock at night. Well, I guess we should just eat.
Like, we're all just sitting at the table.
Waiting for the
There's an empty place setting.
Yeah, it's like out of a movie where you can just hear the wall on the clock on the wall. Tick, 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 tick.
Well, I don't think he's coming, guys.
And then, oh, really, Steve? And it turns into a Thanksgiving family fight. And lastly, Steve, Disney Plus. Intrigue you?
No.
It doesn't intrigue
you? No, I was never... I'm just not a... Not a huge Disney person. Maybe in the year in coming years when Evelyn's a little older and she is all into it.
Man,
no doubt.
There are some classics going on there. I'm legitimately excited.
Is Disney Plus, this may be a stupid question, but is Disney Plus only Disney stuff, or do they also have the rights to other?
They have the rights to a lot of other stuff, but Disney Plus, because technically Disney owns Hulu now.
Mm-hmm.
But like Hulu's gonna be all of their adult stuff. And, you know, more mature content, things that, you know, you're going to seek out TV shows and FX networks. And Disney Plus is going to be mostly the Disney catalog of stuff that they've had over the years. Movies, TV shows, animated shows, specials, things like that, that are now going to be the home there. Also, National Geographic, they're going to have all the National Geographic content on there. But, yeah, launches this week. The price point of, I think it was like $6.99 or $5.99, something really, really small. Mm-hmm.
Because they're competing now with the Apple TV Plus.
I don't know if you can say competing, because Apple TV Plus launched with like four things.
Yeah,
they don't have a back catalog of items. I'm sure that
they will end up acquiring various things.
Sure, but off the bat,
because I ended up getting that for free. I have that for free for a year because Annette and I had both gotten new phones a couple of months ago. And
So
we have an Apple TV, and so it's got this, last time it updated, the Apple TV app showed up on it. So Annette just happened to click on it the other day, and it said, oh, because of your recent iPhone purchase, you get a year of free Apple TV Plus. All right, cool.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they're going to have some original content coming out in here. They're going to release movies. Like, they have a Christmas movie coming out. They have a TV show coming out, Diary of a Female President. Mm-hmm. But this is huge. I think this is... I don't know if it's a direct competitor to Netflix, because it feels like Netflix is one and everybody else is battling for scraps, obviously. Yeah. But there is an avenue of people, like, and they're going to get that nostalgia subscription from me, absolutely.
Sure.
From those 90s cartoons, those old movies, and now they have every single movie Disney's ever released under their banner.
And the good thing is, too, now, it used to be when you'd subscribe to something, it was like you were roped in for a year or 2 years, and you couldn't cancel. If you wanted to cancel, you had to pay... $200 cancellation fee, but all of these services now are just cancel anytime.
Right.
Whether it's Netflix, Hulu, or YouTube TV, or Sling TV, or any of those things, you can just cancel whenever you want.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, they're going to have the entire Star Wars catalog of movies.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that they own
And the Marvel Universe.
They own everything.
They'll have every Marvel movie that's been released under that banner. Opening on Disney Plus here this week.
What's that, like 40 movies probably?
It's a ton. I think it's in the 20s. But
that would be that would be the opportunity for me to subscribe for a month.
Yeah.
Watch everything.
Yeah.
I would still need a list of the order that I have to watch them.
Well,
I could come home from work. Come home from work every day.
Watch one
movie, and within. A month, I'd be caught up. Yeah. I'd know what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, you'd be able to chime in like, oh, man, how about that end-to-end game, huh?
How about Mighty Mouse, huh, guys?
Yeah. But the problem, they're not dancing with oversaturation, but they've already announced like four more Marvel TV shows coming out in the next year. Hawkeye, Loki, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, Moon Knight, an animated show.
It's just so much stuff.
It's crazy. But they're bringing back the Muppets. So, yeah, this is going to be big. I'm excited for it, Steve. Disney Plus launching this week. Before that, Thanksgiving, solid Tier 2 holiday
Moving
right along.
It might be the best holiday.
Okay. Hold on. It's number 3 in my personal record book, my personal rankings. That's at
and
best.
And number 3 is still Tier 2?
Yeah, I like to keep it in tiers of 2.
Okay.
Two in a tier, for me personally. It's Christmas and it's Halloween. Okay?
Halloween.
And then you've got Thanksgiving. But I don't know of another tier 2 holiday.
Well, I get presents. I get to wear a mask.
It's not presents. It's candy.
No, I mean, presents would be the Christmas portion.
So you have Christmas as a tier two then, Steve?
Christmas is tier one, but...
Okay. Wow, you seem real excited about it.
It's tier one because it's easier to say it's tier one than to hear everyone else bitch when you say that it's really, like, tier five.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Here to hear for here, folk. Here to hear first, folks. A hot take.
A hot take.
A winter hot take from Steve.
Yeah.
Sorry. Solstice hot take from Steve. That Christmas is tier five and on the holiday rankings. Before that dead spin, we talked about that. It seems like the website is no more after a media conglomerate bought it, told the staff to stick to sports.
Yeah, they basically did the stick to dribbling.
Yep. And the staff walked out en masse and in protest. And I believe the site as it stands is no more. One of the executives who had a hand in that from the media conglomerate stepped down yesterday, mm-hmm. No longer with that media company. So not going well. Who knows if we'll see that back in any fashion like it used
to
be.
I'm sure it will be.
For that, Beto O'Rourke continually polling in the very low, like twos and threes on Democratic polls. He mm-hmm. ended his campaign this week. I have a feeling, though, and on the Democratic side, I don't know if we've seen the last of him.
No, he's too young.
Yeah,
to charismatic. Just go away. Yeah, exactly. Very, a lot of people like him, despite terrible polling numbers.
Yeah,
I guess it's just one of those things where people like him, but they're like I think he's great, and I think he has good ideas, but he's not going to be the. I can't see him as being a president.
Right. We'll see. But, I mean, 2024, 2028,
yeah.
Who knows what happens as he seemed to find his voice with certain topics mm-hmm. that would get him some viral attention and some attention in the Democratic yeah. Party. And lastly, Steve, Christmas music. I'm in the extreme minority. You are in the lesser but still yeah. minority group of it doesn't bother you.
What's your favorite Christmas jam?
Hmm.
If you had to pick one. Are you talking like old school, like Bing Crosby or...
I think Nat King Cole. The Christmas song mm-hmm. it would be the favorite. There's just something.
What about the one? It's the holiday season. And Dickory Dock.
I have to tell you.
Don't forget.
I love them all.
He'll be coming down the chimney tonight.
I love. For years, my favorite was
silver
probably
silver bells. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Ooh, Christmas karaoke? Christmas yoki?
Oh, yeah, a little Christmas oki. You think we could go to I bet that there's a bar that's doing Christmas
yes.
karaoke.
Yeah, but we're only doing Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus Coming to Town.
Been practicing real hard. Clarence, you've been practicing real hard.
Santa, bring your saxophone.
God. Oh, that's not many. That's not many.
So it doesn't bother you, and I would argue you are in the minority in that I adore it. I listen to it from November 1st. Okay. I'll turn it on the radio, and...
I don't think it should be on the radio that early.
Right.
But I'm also not mad if I hear it.
Right.
Because I'm not listening... None of the stations I listen to are going to be the ones that are flipping.
Sure.
But, yeah, I think usually for me it's after Thanksgiving. I'll flip over to the... To the that station.
A lot of people
Christmas
put
station.
Thanksgiving as the arbiter of Christmas music. Like, oh, you got to get me through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think that's how it used to be, and then just kind of crept up earlier and earlier.
It's just a joyful music, and everybody seems to want to.
I mean, come on, it's sleigh bells. Who doesn't like sleigh bells?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
I hear the sleigh bells ringling, ding, 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 ding. And it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together.
That's it. We're opening the next 6 weeks
giddy
of the episode.
Giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
It's time for the show.
Are those songs, like, we can play them, right? Are they just...
Oh, it's got to be public domain,
public
right?
Public domain.
They're ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we open up the next 6 weeks of shows with Christmas music.
Okay.
Nobody will be mad about that.
No, not at all.
That was it?
I mean, hell, we just played 6.5 minutes of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Nobody's listening
right
now.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
Was that it? Was
that
all five?
That's all five.
All five. All right.
Fast five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. Number one, WWE Crown Jewel.
Didn't watch. No, thank you.
Okay. Number two, James Dean.
What a weird, weird.
Strange, right?
Strange idea that you think is going to go over okay. I don't even know if the morbid curiosity in this decision will come back to profit for this company.
If you don't know what we're referring to, James Dean, who's been dead since like 1955, I think, is going to be starring in a movie coming out soon. So that's weird, but we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, a hologram or whatever, CGI.
Yeah.
Of James, no thank you.
Talk more about that
on the turnaround.
Next, pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Listen, you can stop. You can replace pumpkin pie. You can replace apple pie, whatever, with sweet, sweet dessert, and still finish that for breakfast. Always in favor, Steve.
Appreciate that.
Always. Appreciate and if you're not like brownies, you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's one of the breakfast food groups on the breakfast food pyramid.
Brownies.
Brownies.
Okay, next, Deadspin. We talked about it at great length.
Yeah.
So your huge prediction, will they be back?
I think the website will be back. It just does too much traffic. I don't know if it'll ever be back in the fashion that you and I would read it as.
So in some form. And fifth, is that five? Yeah. Yeah, the fifth one, The Morning Show.
Yeah, the reviews are not...
Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston.
I was very curious. They said this show is more expensive per episode than Game of Thrones.
It's got to be just based on the salaries because it's not like it's a Game of Thrones-esque show where there's lots of CGI and everything.
Right, and it is, like you said, it's Steve Carell, it's Jennifer Aniston, I believe Reese Witherspoon is in there.
But basically, it looks like it mirrors what is his name, Matt Lauer incident where...
Oh, does it?
Well, they all, of course, they said no, but it's a morning news personality gets fired from his role because of like sexual harassment allegations.
Now, have you watched?
I've not. Annette has watched the first two episodes.
Okay.
I have not watched it. I'm planning on watching an episode or two today.
I can't force myself to subscribe to a streaming service for one show. I just can't. Yeah. I'm curious about it because that's an incredible cast, and it's, for me, it's like Big Little Lies on HBO. It's like, whoa, all of these people in one show.
You want me to plug in my VCR, record it for you, and drive the VHS over to your house?
Yeah, mail it.
Okay.
And give those into the driveway warrior something to do. Mail that tape.
Hey, man.
No, surprising though, the reviews...
Be careful with my VHS.
Surprising though, the reviews not that great.
No, everyone...
Like in the 50s on Rotten Tomatoes, and a couple of the website of... You know, TV and stuff reviews that I read were not glowing.
I watched the trailer for it a couple of months ago, maybe a month or two ago, and I was like, "Oh man, I need to watch this show."
Right.
And I've been really disappointed. I've been hearing people say that that it's not as good as it looked.
Oh man, that's disappointing.
All right. Before that, we had Deadspin. We've already talked about that.
Yeah.
At length, pumpkin pie for breakfast was number three.
You had did you have some of that today?
I have some of it as often as I can.
So you're not a pumpkin pie only at Thanksgiving type of guy. You're making that year round?
I'm not making it year round, but every time I have it, I think to myself, I should make this year round.
But
it's great.
People say that with turkey too, but you're not finding yourself.
I love turkey.
But you're not finding yourself cooking a turkey in April, are you?
No, definitely not.
And it's weird because it's, hey, this is delicious. I love it. Let's have it more. And then I never have it.
Yeah, with turkey though. Because for me, turkey has to be with mashed potatoes, with corn, with the green bean casserole.
You need the whole ensemble.
I do. I need the whole thing. I need the whole thing because it's just it. I love Thanksgiving, so I love that meal. And if the meal is anything but that, I'm usually disappointed.
So you've got pumpkin pie as a tier one pie?
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be over apple, your cherry.
Yeah.
The other main pies. Moon. Oatmeal cream.
Blueberry.
Is it blueberry pie?
Yeah. That's the B in the ABC pie.
What's the difference between a pie and a cobbler?
I bet just the shape.
Is this the Stromboli calzone conversation all over again?
Yeah, Stromboli is long. Calzone is like half moon shaped.
I found no difference. When I've looked at this, because I've had this... internal discussion because I'm bored and I'm a weird person. I don't think there's actually a difference. Oh, I think it matters. What do you call it?
And then
my go-to.
See, to me, there are two different things. Yeah, Stromboli. Yeah, because a Stromboli is going to be like log shaped, whereas a calzone is
So you think it really? I don't think I've ever seen a stromboli like that.
Yeah.
Because when I've gotten them from, you know, the local Italian joints or whatever around here, it's always the same. It's always essentially their crust or whatever.
Tell you what we got to do. Next June, you and me have to make another pilgrimage to my home country, my motherland, Cinnaminson, New Jersey,
okay,
so we can go to the St. Charles Borromeo Carnival. It's the local carnival.
Could you say that one more time?
St. Charles Borromeo Carnival.
Is that the county or?
No. St. Charles is the church.
Oh, okay.
The church in the town that I grew up in also has like a K-8 school. And they hold a carnival every year that is like their big fundraiser for the year.
Okay.
So at that carnival, you can get the Panzerotti, which is, I think it's like a South Jersey thing. I don't know if Panzerotti exists anywhere else.
Okay.
I've never, anytime I've brought it up to anyone outside of like the town that I grew up in, no one knows what
shrugs.
It is.
Okay.
But it's basically a deep fried pizza pocket. So it's about...
Stop. I'm in. I don't care how far I have to drive or fly or whatever. Get me a junior, the associate or the executive engineer credit, and I'll be out there in New Jersey with you, and we'll have, what was it called one more time?
Panzerotti.
The Panzerotti.
Let me see if I can, let's see. Where can I get a Panzerotti?
Can we make it? Because I don't know that I can wait until June.
I don't know. Let's see. The original Tarantini Panzerotti.
I've never felt more Italian than hearing the term Tarantini Panzerotti. Did I just get off
the story
of
the... Panzerotti, South Jersey's beloved fried pizza pockets.
Again, I'm okay. More than in.
Here we go.
Either we're making it with...
Look at that.
Yep.
Look at that.
Stop.
Dude, you bite into that thing, it is guaranteed to scorch the roof of your mouth. And I still will eat one anytime I see them.
Okay. I need that in my life next week. Not
Panzerotti?
Not in 7 months in New Jersey.
I wonder if I can like order them.
Ooh.
And...
What's the... is there... You said it's a church, but is there like a restaurant there that makes them or...
I don't know. I don't know where they come from.
How close is your mom to Cinnaminson?
Oh, my mom's 15 minutes away.
I think she could... Go get us a few.
Drive there.
I'll gladly pay for overnight.
See, then the problem... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. I was going to say the problem is they're deep fried. How are we going to do that? I have a deep fryer. I have a turkey fryer.
Well, can't she just go get them and mail them here? We'll heat them up?
I don't know if that's recommended.
I'm just... Whatever we need to do to make this thing happen.
Panzerotti's happen.
To make Panzerotti's happen. Listen, I believe it was a couple of years ago, you anointed me. You gave me honorary membership into the Jersey Italian Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm not officially there until I can have a Panzerotti.
Can I mail order a Panzerotti? I think you can.
Oh.
Yeah. I went to panzerotti.store.
Oh, sure.
We are currently sold out of all sizes of pre-cooked Panzerotti.
Oh, of course they're out of Panzerottis. Oh. They look amazing.
Oh, I don't want them pre-cooked. I want...
Yeah, you just want the thing. We'll cook it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Become a Panzerotti VIP?
Give me a membership card.
Do you want a shirt, too?
Yes.
A shirt for $20.
I want
bucks.
A shirt. I want a membership card. I want it to be in my bloodstream. Okay?
Is there anything that you would want more than to be Italian?
No.
Nothing?
No. Honestly, I wish I was 88% Italian. One, I feel like I'd have more hair. And two, I just feel like I'd be like a better, like a cooler person.
Yeah.
People, like, I'd just...
Well, you'd have this, like, this sense of... You'd have a little
you
bit
have
more...
You have an air about
you'd
you.
You'd have a little bit more swagger,
yeah.
Like me.
You have an air about you. You know, when you're Italian, especially when you're a Jersey Italian, there's like that thing. Yeah, you think they're old country?
Because you can say things like, oh,
hey,
oh,
gabagool, gabagool.
I mean, it just sounds silly when you say
I sound like an idiot non-Italian who's never had a Panzerotti right now.
Come on, man.
We're going to get those in our lives, Steve. Going to get those in our lives. What was that it?
I don't know.
How did we get there? Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie for breakfast.
And we're talking deep fried pizza pocket.
Panzerottis. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm excited for you. It's going to be big. Next time Bob comes out, Bob will bring Panzerottis.
Good.
He definitely
Bob,
will.
Doug, Brother Mike, I don't care who's coming out. You're bringing Panzerottis with you, and if you have to check a bag, I'll pay the fee. I don't really care.
Pay the freight on those Panzerottis.
Pay the freight on those Panzerottis to get them here as soon as possible.
All right, before Panzerotti chat, we had James Dean.
Yeah, bringing back him via CGI supposedly has the approval of the Dean family or the
I would say it better.
But even still, that's a weird thing to do.
I saw the quote from them because James Dean only starred in like three movies.
Yeah, died at 27, car accident.
Oh, I think it was, I thought it was 25, 24, 25.
I thought he was part of the 27 club that they all talk about Amy Winehouse died at 27.
Yeah, like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, all those people at 27 who
Jimi
passed
Hendrix,
away. No, you're right, 24.
Yeah, so I saw a quote from them saying they consider this James Dean's fourth movie, and this was, like, it's not just, like, he's starring in the movie.
It's so weird.
It's not like there's going to be some weird, like, flashback, and there's going to be a CGI James Dean in it. Like, he's a star in the movie.
Man. I'll be curious to see if all this blowback actually makes them change their mind.
If they can bring back James Dean, why haven't they brought back P. Billy Four yet?
Right. I'm staring at another Fast and the Furious.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
See him again when you're dead.
No.
That's the time you'll see him.
No, but what if he comes? Maybe that was just a tease. When I see you again, maybe he's coming back. I think there's a P. Billy 4 revival in the making.
Like they're giving him chest compressions revival?
No, probably not, because he was burned pretty badly.
Yeah. Arm meat.
Arm ash.
Arm ash.
Are you still looking for P. Billy 4?
I can't get on
ash?
The black. I can't get on the dark web to find this celebrity memorabilia that I so desire.
Yeah. Oh, sorry to
hear
that.
Also, don't know that it exists. It's another wrench in the plan.
Okay, before that was WWE Crown Jewel.
Didn't watch Blood Money. Who cares?
Blood Money?
Well, they're in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
Which, as you may remember, dismembered an American journalist and lied about it. And
I thought you meant, I thought that that was the name of the of the event.
I'm no, like, that's the joke, is that WWE Blood Money. Well, they have hundreds of millions of dollars to go to Saudi Arabia for these shows. People don't seem to be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not surprising.
A real shocker, right?
All
right.
Remember, if you want to get in on the fourth annual Stephen Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger Non-Denominational Winter Solstice Gift Exchange, all you have to do is send us a message on Facebook or a DM on Twitter. Just include your name and your mailing address. We'll get back to you saying that we received it. And within a couple of weeks, you're going to be matched up with another random person. Do a little shopping, throw it in a box, and send it to them. Try and have it there by the solstice date.
Yeah, which is the 22nd, if I remember right, is winter solstice. So we can all celebrate together.
Yeah. Remember, if you don't do it, Solstice Man will come and get you.
Not Seasonal Sammy.
No.
You're not getting hot chocolate.
No.
You're getting lectured by Solstice Man.
For Solstice Man. You can like the show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Stephen Kyle. Review the show. Comments, questions, concerns, 424-30-SK-POD. That's 424-307-5763. You can call or text. I think that's it for this week. We'll talk to you in about a week. See ya.
Something amazing is happening in meteorology. Climate researchers are successfully processing a data storm. That's because CDW transformed their laptop devices and infrastructure to pre-configured Lenovo ThinkPads and powerful edge-to-cloud solutions. By delivering faster insights to run more accurate forecast models, it's almost like they're controlling the weather themselves. Lenovo and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/LenovoClient.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. That's one way to take the edge out of college. Don't miss your chance to let the state, shaped like a hand, give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement.